Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about employment option for a programmer in the construction industry. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. A computer programmer has a lot to do when it comes to programming software for different companies across various sectors. They are people who are in huge demand and have catered to people of different industries, keeping into consideration their very wants. So you have a team of software programmers who have designed a new software for a retail store, and now they have been approached by someone who belongs to a pharmaceutical industry and who wants them to work on specific requirements. So the same team will now focus on a different industry and will try to build software especially suits their needs. This shows that a software developer can work across industries and is not constrained to one particular gender of business. Similar, their service can also be used in construction business. As a matter of fact, there are many construction companies that are already paying software developers good sum of money, but in return, they want something that is nothing less exponential. Not all construction companies can afford to hire software developers to design unique software for their company. Some companies may even find it difficult to buy expensive software, but they all have to use one, and therefore there are different levels of software developers and programmers in the market. Not all are expensive. There are some newbies who have ideas but do not have the relevant resources for which they are not hired by Giants, which is Giants Construction Company. However, they are proved to be very useful for the small construction companies. The small construction companies can check the software they have developed, and if they feel that it suits their requirement, they can go for it. These new guys and gals may not charge a bomb or a big amount from the companies, and also ready to provide support if in case the program stops working. This suggests that in an ample of opportunity of software programmers in the construction industry, you will not find employment getting dried up. Businesses will always flow in some way or other. Most of the time, it comes to a form of upgrading the existing software. You can't keep on working with the same version of many years. Everything has expired date, so does software. So in this imperative for the construction company to keep the software that they are using updated. This can be done with the help of the programmers who have designed the program in the first place or some other programmer who knows about the software, how to upgrade it. The programmers who are associated to the construction company should first understand the various needs that a construction company may have. This will give them an idea of possibilities that should work on and offer the best for the industry. Many times it has been observed that after doing an in-depth study of the subject, the programmers approach the construction company and place a solution in their hands. If the company likes the idea, they will buy it, buy the design, and give the contract to the service them for a couple years. It has been, therefore, turned to be a rewarding business. Again, you know, they're always using software for construction, you know, nowadays with the drone technology going over your job site, there's software in that, you know, and landscape and leveling and designing the highways and design build and stuff like that. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and have a blessed day.